I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Mets have acquired Mike Piazza from the Florida Marlins.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
It is time for the Wendy's Yankees Turning Point of the Game contest. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Be the first call to correctly identify yesterday's turning point of the game at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. And you'll receive two pairs of tickets to a Yankee 2024 regular season game. It's all from your flagship station for New York Yankees baseball, The Fan. BT and Sal on The Fan talking Knicks so far this morning here ahead of the playoffs. BT coming up next week. Cannot wait for the postseason. And the Knicks doing a great job staying in the thick of things atop the Eastern Conference, even without Randall and Ananobi for the majority of the year.
It's been amazing. It's really been just an awesome watch. They've taken it on this exhilarating ride. Everybody loves them. You know, you're a Knicks fan. It's just, you just get behind this crew. How do you not? Every night they bring it in. Just when you think, and I don't mean last night, but other games like, they're probably overmatched or, they're a little tired. These guys have, they come out and they win. They just have such heart. So here's the thing. This is why it's interesting. With or without Randall, and we know it's going to be without, but the conversation is, well, can they possibly be better without him? And I believe that they could be. Now, who could they play? Well, right now, Knicks have three games to go. They're a three seed. Pacers are six, so they play the Pacers. But the interesting thing, well, they're also a game behind the Bucks for the two seed. They're a game ahead of the Magic and the Cavaliers for the 4-5 seed. So things will definitely change on some level, maybe not specific to the Knicks, but it's still very fluid, obviously. But look at this, Sal. So the Bucks right now, Giannis went down last night. You hate to see it, but it is what it is, right? Nobody feels badly for us without Randall. So Giannis, we thought he may have ruptured his Achilles. He did not. He had the MRI. It's more of a strain. But the Knicks, if it sticks and they play the Pacers and they advance as a three seed, the Bucks will play the winner of the Sixers and the Heat, like the play-in winner. So if the Bucks even advance without Giannis, because I don't think Giannis is playing for a couple weeks with that strain, but if they do advance, then the Knicks have a chance to play a Bucks team in round two without Giannis or banged up Giannis. And if the Bucks lose to the 76ers or the Heat, that's still the matchup that I'll take my chances with.
Yeah, I mean, I think at this point, the Knicks have done such a good job that I feel comfortable wherever they land. If they end up two spot, I'm okay with it. Now, I would be a little nervous about the Sixers or about Miami, where you get the Sixers with Embiid. They're not a true seven seed or whatever, eight seed, wherever they end up. And Miami's always going to be dangerous, not an ideal first-round matchup. You want Orlando, even though they haven't had success, the Knicks, with them in the regular season. You want Cleveland. You want Indiana. I'd take that. You also want home court as long as you can possibly have it, not just in the first round of the postseason. So I'm okay with wherever they end up at this point because it's going to, I mean, assuming they don't fall to number five, and I don't think that they will with their schedule being what it is. Look, matchup's not going to be easy, BT. It's the postseason. I don't think the Giannis has a real impact, though, on this particular seating with the Knicks. The Bucks are resting guys anyway.
No, yeah. But I'm saying he might not be ready.
Yeah.
I mean, no, because think about it. That's what Kevin Durant had. Now, he avoided the dreaded Achilles rupture, thankfully, for him and for basketball. But, you know, that MRI, when you get an MRI on anything, you're not coming back tomorrow.
The calf strain. All right, so what do you think? You think he misses the first round and the Bucks lose that?
No, but I'm saying
he misses the first round series.
I think there's a chance he misses the first round series for sure, and I think that there's a chance it bleeds into round two.
It's hard to play it out because you don't know what's going to happen. Let's just assume that we're old school here and you got 1 through 8.
Mm-hmm.
Or however it ends up being that way, right? Even with the play-in tournament, you still have the Sixers and the Heat being 7 and 8.
Correct. They would play the Bucks. The 2-7. Yep, they would play the Bucks.
Right, okay. So the Knicks right now would play the Pacers. Knicks win. They would then play the Bucks if they won. And if not, they would get the Celtics, though, in round two.
Let's see. You sure?
Doesn't it reseed?
Let's see.
I'm not sure. Bucks, these playoff Sixers. System, who the hell knows?
I thought they would play the Sixers or the Heat.
Well, because it doesn't reseed? I don't know. Does the NBA reseed, Hoff? Can we check that or somebody check? Yeah, the reseeding in the...
These rules. I think that they will play
so
the Sixers.
There's
an easy answer. We'll check.
I looked at a bracket
this morning, and it had the Knicks 3-6, and then playing either the Bucks or the Sixers or the Heat
then maybe
as
it doesn't
now. But it could have been wrong.
Yeah, maybe it does. Well, I don't know. Maybe it doesn't recede, and then I would be wrong here. I forget. It's hard for me to keep track with the way that they've changed. I know the NHL completely changed their system.
Yes.
Where they have brackets. But it's, 2-3 seed on one side play each other. It's not 1-8. I miss the old 1-8. I don't think it recedes now.
I think it does.
With the NBA. So then, So then the Knicks would have the winner of the Bucks, Sixers, in this particular spot.
And think about this. So the Knicks and, what's the probability the Knicks get the 2 seed? Well, there's 3 games to go.
But then they're in okay shape then. Basically, all you want is to avoid the Celtics in the second round, as long as
correct.
You can. Right, but they would get that with the 3 or 2 seed.
You would get... Yes. Yeah, you would.
Right, so as long as they're not 4-5,
mm-hmm.
they avoid Boston.
Yeah, for sure. And if you get 2-3, you also have home court advantage for the first couple.
Right.
But they got 3 games to go. They're playing at Boston, and, Celtics might rest some guys. They're playing the Nets. And they're playing the disinterested Bulls, who missed two dunks off the backboard last night. The
Knicks are getting at least
they're winning more. At least twice.
Right.
And to just push it a step
further.
Who
is it again? They got the Nets.
They have at Boston.
Right.
Home to the Nets.
And then Bulls.
Home to the Bulls. Yeah. They're going to win at least 2 out of 3.
Right. It'd be nice to get all 3.
It would be
50.
Sick. And they get the even 50, which would just look. It would be like, 50. Man, they kind of deserve that, And then Milwaukee has 2 with the Magic. So not only does it impact Milwaukee, but it impacts the Magic.
I'd say they split those.
Yeah, and the Magic and the Bucks have to go to Oklahoma City with no Giannis.
Yeah.
So,
the Knicks could be a
2. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, either way, there should be okay as long as they don't finish 4 or 5 because you want to avoid Boston in the second round as long as you possibly can.